This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. Headlines first. Lower house lawmakers draw government's attention to various public concerns. Cabinet declares four protest victims martyrs, approves Portugal consular office in Kathmandu. International Youth Day being marked today with programs promoting youth entrepreneurship. And Lebanon abolishes death penalty in landmark parliamentary vote. Now, the news in detail. Members of the House of Representatives have drawn the government's attention to various public concerns, including tourism, foreign employment, cooking gas shortages, inflation, essential services, and market monitoring. Speaking during the special hour, lawmakers called for effective measures to address problems faced by citizens. Lawmakers raised concerns while opposition members protested and demanded clarification and removal from parliamentary records of the Prime Minister's May 31st remarks on border issues. They also raised concern over inflation, artificial shortages and landless people, passports, electricity tariffs and Sunsari and Siraha incidents. Meanwhile, a proposal seeking consideration of the Mines and Minerals Bill 2083 could not be put to a decision due to a lack of quorum. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial said it would be presented at the next meeting. Meanwhile, a separate motion of public concern has also been registered in the House. The proposal seeks clear responsibilities and budget allocation among the federal, provincial and local governments to address the growing human-wildlife conflict. The lower house will meet next at 1 p.m. on August 17. In the meantime, the upper house of the federal parliament, the National Assembly, is scheduled to meet at 1:15 this afternoon at Singhadarbar. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadakraj Paudel, is scheduled to present the Domestic Airline Liability Bill 2083. The National Assembly Secretary will table the House of Representatives' message concerning the bill to revive the previous provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2041. Likewise, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, is also scheduled to present a proposal seeking consideration of the Contagious Animal Diseases Control Bill 2083. The government has declared four people who lost their lives during demonstrations in Sunsari and Siraha districts last July as martyrs. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday decided to confer martyr status on Om Prakash Mehta, Jai Prakash Mehta and Rabindra Kumar Mehta of Sunsari and Ganesh Kumar Yadav of Siraha. The cabinet also appointed Nirmal Kumar Upreti of Bara as Executive Director of the Foreign Employment Board. Similarly, the government has permitted Portugal to establish a consular office in Kathmandu. The cabinet further decided to make public the report of the study and investigation committee formed in 2080 Bikram Samvat under the coordination of former Auditor General Tankamari Sharma to investigate the purchase and sale of NCL shares. In another decision, the government approved a full exemption from clean infrastructure investment fees and value-added tax for electrically operated ambulances and the hearse vans. The Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons has said it will make investigations into complaints of enforced disappearance and efforts to establish the truth more effective and systematic. Speaking at an annual progress review program in Kathmandu, Commission Secretary Dhruva Kumar Chauhan said the Commission would make investigations into enforced disappearance case more effective while prioritizing the rights and concerns of victims and their families. It also reviewed its recent activities, including investigations, complaints and record management. The Commission is currently without office bearers after appointments made by the previous government were annulled through an ordinance introduced by the current government. Minister for Education and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, has held consultations with stakeholders on improving the operation and management of inclusive education in Nepal. The consultation in Kathmandu brought together lawmakers, persons with disabilities, teachers with disabilities, disability rights activists, and representatives of relevant organizations. Participants called for stronger implementation of inclusive education and improved rights, facilities, and access for persons with disabilities. They also urged disability-friendly education policies, while Minister Pokhrel pledged to consider the suggestions in upcoming education reforms. Experts have said Nepal's digital economy is expanding beyond fintech and digital payments into areas such as content creation, the gig economy, and algorithm-based businesses. Speaking at a discussion on the digital economy organized by the Committee on Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance under the National Assembly, experts stressed the need to strengthen digital infrastructure, data security, and the legal framework for digital services. They also called for secure data sharing systems among government agencies and stronger protection of citizens' personal information. Separately, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has stressed the need to digitize and securely preserve government records. Speaking at the Public Accounts Committee meeting under the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Wagle said digital records would help ensure the continuity and security of government services. The meeting also discussed the inability of the Office of the Auditor General to audit 179 public officers whose records were destroyed or damaged during the September 8 and 9 incidents last year. Australian Ambassador to Nepal Simon Ernst held separate meetings with Speaker Dolprasad Arial and Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security Sita Badi yesterday. The meetings discussed strengthening Nepal-Australia relations, parliamentary cooperation, education, human resource development, women's empowerment and social security, and people-to-people ties. Both sides stressed the need to make bilateral cooperation more effective and expand collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Ambassador Ernst expressed Australia's continued commitment to strengthening cooperation with Nepal. International Youth Day is being observed today in Nepal and around the world with various programs highlighting the role of young people in shaping society and the future. This year's theme, Different Context, Shared Aspirations, highlights the common aspirations of young people despite differences in their social, cultural and economic circumstances. In Kathmandu, a special program is being held at Nepal Academy Kamladi, featuring an information technology and startup exhibition. The main event will include a panel discussion on promoting youth entrepreneurship and employment. A youth awareness run is also being organized from Brikuti Mandap to Kamaladi. According to 2021 National Census, people aged 16 to 40 account for 42.56% of Nepal's total population. The traditional Ghatamangal festival, also known as Ghanta Karna, was observed yesterday across the Kathmandu Valley, particularly by the Newar community. Observed on the 14th day of the waning moon in the Nepali month of Shravan, the festival is traditionally associated with the banishment of evil and protection from misfortune. As part of the centuries-old tradition, effigies of Ghanta Karna are made from reeds, bamboo or straw and erected at crossroads. In the evening, the effigies were carried through the streets and eventually set ablaze, symbolizing the removal of evil. The festival holds particular cultural significance for the Newar community, with newly married couples traditionally paying homage to Ghanta Karna, which is believed to bring protection, prosperity and well-being. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Lebanon's parliament has voted to abolish the death penalty, making the country the first in West Asia to formally end capital punishment. The legislation replaces existing death sentences with life imprisonment. Lebanon had maintained a de facto moratorium on executions since 2004, although courts continued to issue death sentences. The move follows years of campaigning by civil society groups and lawyers for the abolition of capital punishment. The decision has been welcomed by the European Union and human rights organization. The legislation will now go through the country's remaining legal procedures before taking full effect. Lebanon is also considering a separate amnesty measure aimed partly at addressing overcrowding in prisons. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, with partly cloudy conditions over the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions, with moderate rain likely at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently located around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 31 and 33 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Lower House lawmakers draw government's attention to various public concerns. Cabinet declares four protest victims martyrs, approves Portugal consular office in Kathmandu. International Youth Day being marked today with programs promoting youth entrepreneurship. And Lebanon abolishes death penalty in landmark parliamentary vote. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune into our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.